Chapter 4. Army Aviation Sustainment. Section 1. Overview. This chapter addresses aviation sustainment requirements and the capabilities aviation provides to support the force. It focuses on the aviation's specific details of the sustainment warfighting function and elements of sustainment, logistics, personnel support, HSS, and their impact on aviation operations. Sustaining Army aviation units in complex environments requires a logistics network capable of projecting and providing the support and services necessary for extended operations in order to support the ground maneuver commander through the entire range of military operations. While conducting aviation sustainment operations, aviation commanders and staffs must adhere to sustainment principles. Integration, anticipation, responsiveness, simplicity, economy, survivability, continuity, and improvisation. ADP 40, ATP 3-04.7, and ATP 4-33. These imperatives apply across the conflict continuum to units conducting offense, defense, and stability operations. By employing effective sustainment operations, aviation commanders have the combat power necessary to support decisive action, essential to retaining and exploiting the initiative. For this reason, sustainment must be planned and synchronized at every level of the operation. Commanders must know the OE, understand requirements, track requisitions, and make crucial decisions ensuring responsive sustainment. LISCO heavily taxes aviation sustainment networks, and the continuous generation of aviation combat power is one of the commander's most significant concerns throughout an operation. Successful aviation sustainment in LISCO require redundant locks, well-trained processes, and commanders and staffs knowledgeable in the above-listed sustainment principles. Section 2. Maintenance and Logistics. Army aviation maintenance is a primary focus of the aviation commander, as it drives the availability of operational aircraft that can be used in support of the ground maneuver commander's operational requirements. It also determines the level of tactical mission support each aircraft is able to perform during mission execution. An efficient, properly resourced maintenance program provides the maximum number of aircraft available on a consistent basis for mission support, thus increasing combat power. For more information on aviation maintenance, see ATP 3-04.7. Aircraft are generally limited by scheduled inspections at prescribed flight hour intervals. In order to provide the commander operational flexibility, the maneuver companies, AMC and ASC, must be organized and directed to perform scheduled maintenance well in advance of an operation. They must also prepare to perform unscheduled maintenance forward. The accepted goal for aircraft bank time is generally 50%. The AMC and ASC should expect to drive the unit bank time as high as possible in the preparation phase of a significant operation. This ultimately provides the commander more flexibility and allows the AMC to focus efforts on unscheduled maintenance, repairing aircraft, and preserving combat power. Field-level maintenance. Field-level maintenance is accomplished throughout the CAB by aviation companies and AMCs in maneuver battalions and by the ASC in the ASB. Aviation maneuver companies perform scheduled maintenance with assigned maintenance personnel. They also perform unscheduled field maintenance on assigned manned and unmanned aircraft, provided that they have readily available parts and required tools to perform those maintenance tasks. Aviation maneuver companies are supported by the AMC assigned to the aviation maneuver battalions. This organization provides a robust capability that performs both scheduled and unscheduled aircraft maintenance. The AMC is organized with a production control, PC section, that develops a maintenance execution plan to support mission requirements as determined by the unit commander. It is fully supported with a quality control, QC section, a group of highly qualified and experienced non-commissioned officers that provide technical oversight and safety on all associated maintenance actions to ensure strict adherence to maintenance task performance and inspection. In LISCO, field maintenance is expected to occur in support and close areas. The AMC is normally task-organized into field maintenance teams to provide mobility and flexibility in the close area while repairing or recovering aircraft. These teams may operate independently, with FARP personnel, or with other units to improve security posture depending on threat. These teams do not have organic air defense, anti-armor, or indirect fire capabilities. See ATP 3-04.7 for more information on field maintenance teams. The ASC is organic to the ASB. It provides aviation field level and phase maintenance for the CAB. The ASC can also provide maintenance augmentation to aviation battalions when support is needed due to high operational tempo or other situations where augmentation is required, such as split-based operations. The ASC structure with sets, kits, outfits, and tools enables enhanced capabilities and capacity to conduct backshop component repairs unavailable across the rest of the cab. Sustainment level maintenance. Sustainment level maintenance consists of tasks on airframes or components that cannot be performed by the cab due to the lack of facilities, tools, technical skills, or authorization. Typically, support is provided by the TASMIG, original equipment manufacturers, contract maintenance personnel, or depot organizations. Operationally, the TASMIG is a fixed-base dedicated theater aviation sustainment slash depot minus capability that provides 24-hour maintenance support for the deployed aviation maneuver commander. It is able to perform both field and sustainment level maintenance for manned and unmanned aviation systems, battle damage repair, and repair and return of components and end items to support the National Maintenance Program. Depot support is facilitated by the Corpus Christi Army Depot and the Letterkenny Army Depot. Corpus Christi Army Depot is the Army's organic facility for the repair and overhaul of RW aircraft engines and components. The Letterkenny Army Depot provides aviation-specific system support, to include the AH-64 target acquisition designation sight/pilot night vision sensor, and aviation ground power unit reset and overhaul. Battle damage assessment and repair. Battle damage assessment and repair rapidly restores the minimum essential capabilities necessary to support a specific combat mission or to enable equipment self-recovery, to include downed aircraft recovery team, DART missions, aircraft operators / crew chiefs, aircraft maintenance personnel teams, maintenance support teams, contact maintenance teams, and recovery teams may perform battle damage assessment and repair as authorized by the commander. For more information on aircraft battle damage assessment, repair, and recovery, see ATP 3-04.13. Downed Aircraft Recovery Team. Aircraft recovery is a pre-planned mission for all units with assigned or OPCON of Army aircraft and requires extensive coordination with supported and supporting units. The intent is to recover aircraft with minimal risk to soldiers and equipment involved in the operation. Aircraft recoveries generally require a task-organized security force. The AMC or ASC performing DARTs do not have organic air defense, anti-armor, or indirect fire capabilities. The aircraft-owning battalion/squadron commander retains initial responsibility for DART. The PC officer is the principal maintenance manager and coordinator for AMC DART missions. The team consists of select personnel who perform assessment, repairs, and recovery of downed aircraft. They are equipped, trained, and rehearsed to accomplish aircraft recovery in various OEs. If the DART operation exceeds the capabilities of the Aviation Maneuver Battalion's AMC, the officer in charge coordinates with the ASB to effect recovery of the downed aircraft. ASBs and GSABs are trained and equipped to conduct deliberate aerial recovery of non-flyable aircraft. When required, the Brigade Operations Officer and Support Operations Officer, SPO, coordinate for external support for the DART through the ground unit assigned to the AO, or other logistics units during ground recovery missions. See ATP 3-04.13 for more information on aircraft recovery. Supply. Aviation supply functions are automated and embedded into aircraft maintenance software that feeds into Army logistics information systems. These systems increase combat effectiveness through the efficient management of supplies, equipment, ammunition, maintenance, and rapid reallocation of resources to sustain troops. The CAB does not rely on a brigade support battalion, BSB, from a maneuver brigade. The CAB's support operations are tied to the same chain of support as a BSB. The AMC provides aviation battalion parts support. Assigned supply personnel are responsible for managing the battalion's shop stock and bench stock through documented demand and command support justification. Aircraft supply support is a key function that must be managed to ensure parts with projected requirements and demand support are justified for stockage on the brigade-level supply support activity authorized stockage list. Commanders of AMCs and FSCs must work together to find the balance of mobility and sustainment capability. Maintaining supply discipline is critical to sustaining combat power while preserving the agility of the organization. Units are only designed to carry the loads prescribed in supply policy. Ground locks are critical to not only distributing aircraft repair parts, but also refueling and rearming aircraft in FARPs. Brigade and battalion supply officers and SPOs must develop plans to distribute all classes of supply in order to sustain aviation combat power. The ASC provides parts support for aircraft and components undergoing repair from supported units through the work order process. The ASC maintains a shop stock list and bench stock that are tailored for their maintenance support mission requirements. Supply support for maintenance of aviation ground support equipment and other non-aircraft items is conducted through the battalion's forward support company maintenance platoon. The supply support activity within the ASB's distribution company manages the demand-supported authorized stockage list. The availability of aircraft repair parts is crucial to the maintenance support mission, and ultimately to the sustainment of serviceable aircraft systems and subsystems. Operational contract support. Commanders and unit maintenance personnel seek to accomplish the maintenance mission with assigned personnel first, and only rely on contractor augmentation when operational requirements exceed unit capacity and capability. The supply officer is the primary staff officer responsible for contract management, coordination, and oversight. When required, the supply officer prepares Annex W of the operations order or plan. For further information on contract support, see ATP 4-10/Marine Corps Reference Publication 4-11 Hotel, /Navy Tactics Techniques and Procedures 4-09.1/Air Force Manual 10-409-OSCAR. Key Aviation Maintenance Personnel. Below is a description of the roles and responsibilities of critical members of the Commander's Aviation Maintenance Program. Brigade Aviation Maintenance Officer. The BAMO is the Brigade Commander's primary advisor on generating aviation combat power. The BAMO is the technical advisor to the commander for aircraft readiness, logistical support, maintenance policies and procedures, and force modernization while conducting interface between subordinate units, installation, and higher army commands. The BAMO coordinates field and sustainment level maintenance operations and works closely with the staff, ASB SPO, and subordinate units to sustain aviation operations. BAMOs provide aviation sustainment analysis to the operations officer and supply officer during all the planning processes. They identify and address unit maintenance capability gaps with respect to doctrine, organizational, training, material, logistics, and facilities. In concert with the ASB, ASC, AMC/AMT commanders and PC officers, the BAMO recommends actions and forecasts future capabilities based on the existing maintenance posture. The BAMO coordinates maintenance actions based on operational necessities, in consultation with the brigade/squadron aviation maintenance leadership, and reviews the daily status of all aircraft in the cab. The BAMO is normally a maintenance examiner and is responsible for the following: providing advice to the brigade commander on aviation maintenance and sustainment issues, coordinating for and monitoring contract maintenance personnel, assisting in resolving aircraft maintenance issues to include maintenance capability gaps, monitoring the flying hour execution and Class 9 air budget, acting as primary member of the Safety and Standardization Council, advising the commander on aircraft modifications, safety of flight, and aviation safety action messages, developing the brigade concept of support for aviation, supporting the internal safety and aviation resource management survey evaluations, consolidating DA Form 1352, Army Aircraft Inventory Status and Flying Time Reports, monitoring aviation maintenance training and aircraft deployment planning and execution, leading the maintenance SYNC meeting, participating in doctrine development and review, coordinating with logistics representatives, equipment manufacturers, and project management office for non-standard repairs. Aviation Maintenance Officers. Aviation Maintenance Officers, Military Occupational Specialty 15 Delta, are AMC, ASC, or ASB commanders who plan and direct aviation maintenance operations. They are commissioned Army officers who hold an aeronautical rating and have graduated from the Aviation Maintenance Officers course. Battalion Aviation Maintenance Officer. The Battalion Aviation Maintenance Officer is the senior maintenance officer, trainer, and maintenance examiner in the battalion/squadron and is part of the special staff. The Aviation Maintenance Officer is a CW4 maintenance examiner who provides the same support to the battalion/squadron commander as the BAMO does for the cab commander. He or she advises the battalion/squadron commander on maintenance personnel management, supply, equipment, and facility assets to maintain the commander's fleet of aircraft. He or she also participates in the concept of support planning as a key advisor and subject matter expert. Battalion aviation maintenance officers work in concert with PC officers, commanders, and unit maintenance officers in support of maintenance operations. Support Operations Officer. The SPO is a staff officer in the ASB who provides supervision of the CAB's daily sustainment functions and logistical services for all aviation and ground systems. The SPO coordinates with the BAMO and Battalion Logistics staff officers to establish maintenance priorities and resolve maintenance and logistics support issues. The SPO conducts brigade-level coordination with the Sustainment Brigade, Theater Army Field Support Brigade, and other logistics units on behalf of the CAB. The Support Operations Section is organized to coordinate logistics support and provide distribution management to the CAB. The SPO manages petroleum, ammunition, movement control, and transportation, and assists in tracking and expediting release of supplies, repair parts. The SPO's primary focus is on customer support and increasing the responsiveness provided by subordinate maintenance units. Brigade Aviation Materiel Officer. The Brigade Aviation Materiel Officer is a CW5 and key staff officer for support operations. The Materiel Officer brings aviation maintenance expertise to the support section of an ASB. The Materiel Officer is critical to coordinating efforts between logistics and maintenance. Production Control Officer. The PC Officer is the Principal Maintenance Manager Coordinator in the AMC/AMT or ASC, and coordinates maintenance and sustainment actions at the company/troop and battalion/squadron level. The PC Officer is the AMC/AMT or ASC Commander's primary maintenance advisor for all internal production and maintenance activities. The PC Officer is responsible for controlling aviation maintenance production matters according to command guidance and is the direct link between unit commanders, the AMC/AMT, and the ASB's ASC for internal and external production issues. The PC Officer supervises preparation of reports and records, facilitates appropriate DART capability and responsiveness, and coordinates any required internal and external support for all maintenance activities. Quality Control Officer. The QC Officer leads the QC section in the AMC and is responsible for the internal management of the section, to include quality assurance of all work performed by assigned technical inspectors. This is an extremely technical position and requires a high level of technical expertise and understanding of aircraft systems. Priority of work is coordinated with the PC Officer, but the QC Officer makes determinations of airworthiness independently and bases decisions on Army regulation, technical manuals, and published Army Aviation and Missile Command directives. The QC Officer ensures the battalion's monthly maintenance and shop safety inspections are conducted by technical inspectors. The QC Officer is an MTO position in the ASC, but not within the AMC. However, it is often filled in order to provide technical oversight and management of the section. Maintenance Test Pilot. Maintenance test pilots are a key component of the unit commander's maintenance program. They provide advanced troubleshooting skills within their specific aircraft mission design series to facilitate efficient repairs and maintenance. They also are responsible for conducting maintenance test flights to determine the airworthiness of the unit's aircraft. They are primary advisors appointed by the unit commander to fill maintenance-specific MTO positions within the CAB. Selected maintenance test pilots fill maintenance examiner positions to train, develop, and evaluate unit maintenance test pilots to enhance skills and proficiency. Aviation Maintenance Technicians. Aviation Maintenance Technicians, Military Occupational Skill 151 Alpha, are aviation system integrators, technical experts, and managers that direct the daily operations of their assigned sections. Aviation maintenance technicians provide supply chain and project management oversight on personnel, facilities, and materials required to sustain and repair Army manned and unmanned systems, armament systems, and aviation support equipment. They serve as key aviation maintenance advisors to commanders from the AMC through theater support commands. Section 3. Operational Reach. Operational reach is the distance and duration across which a joint force can successfully employ military capabilities, JP3O. This ability is sustained through aviation's ability to transport logistical supplies and personnel where they are needed, and through firepower provided by attack and reconnaissance assets. Force projection. Army aviation enhances the Army's operational reach through the unique capabilities of Army aircraft, both manned and unmanned. Aviation mitigates the effects of time and distance because of their speed and ability to maneuver over difficult terrain. Unmanned systems can provide sustained operations to support the ground maneuver commander's mission requirements because of their efficiency and ability to loiter for extended periods. Sustainment of aviation assets provides a continual ability to project firepower and to transport supplies and personnel into a rapidly expanding AO. An analysis of the OE prior to reception, staging, onward movement, and integration should identify aviation locations that allow the greatest freedom of action for commanders. Critical during this analysis is correct matching of personnel with proper equipment and tasks. Commanders should identify optimal areas for aviation to operate that can meet the needs of the ground maneuver commander with regards to proximity of forces and security. Because of the complex nature of Army aircraft and maintenance support functions, infrastructure requirements are critical. Consideration should be given to areas that can provide such necessities as shelter, electricity, communications, and water for maintenance operations when possible. Facilities that can be used to store equipment and supplies and provide areas to operate supply functions for aircraft and other unit requirements should also be identified in order to reduce the logistical wait times and facilitate rapid movement into the AO. See FM30 for more information on reception, staging, onward movement, and integration. Sustaining operational tasks. Aviation provides internal and external sustainment capabilities and anticipates need in order to develop a priority in support of operational mission requirements. Aviation units can be tasked to provide critical support when reduced response times are required, or in order to address high threat or availability issues that may impede normal modes of support. Theater opening/closing. Aviation provides Army forces the capability to rapidly deploy personnel, distribute materiel, and retrograde equipment to multiple points of need to and from airports and seaports of debarkation. For sustainment operations, the Assistant Chief of Staff, Operations and Plans Aviation Section at the Army Service Component Command, Corps, or Division levels are responsible for consolidating, prioritizing, and processing aviation maneuver sustainment requests. Distribution. Army RW aircraft provide support where terrain denies road delivery or in emergency situations. Airdrop or air delivery may also be arranged. However, air movement is a relatively inefficient means to transport heavy supplies and equipment, and should be reserved for the support of major operations in which air movement is essential for success, or in situations where emergency resupply is vital for mission accomplishment or force sustainment. Basing. Aviation can operate from austere field locations and can disperse its assets for protection purposes. When operating from a centralized location, aviation requires a large area in order to perform maintenance and park/move large numbers of aircraft. Establishing and maintaining airfields enables the positioning of aviation assets within the range of ground forces. This task becomes critical when airfields are host to a variety of allied military, non-governmental organizations, and commercial air activities. Potential airfields must be properly analyzed in order to determine dimension and possible conflicts between UAS and manned military and civilian aviation. Commanders and staffs must also ensure potential airfields meet takeoff and landing requirements. This is especially true for UAS, since unmanned aircraft may face limitations based on runway surfaces, dimensions, or other factors. A letter of agreement may be necessary in order to establish operational procedures and requirements for placement of ground equipment. This agreement is made by both the UAS unit and Air Traffic Control, ATC unit for standardization and airfield operational safety. An airfield management element in the CAB operations section coordinates essential airfield services necessary to support assigned flight crews and aircraft. These services include weather support, firefighting capabilities, airfield lighting, hazardous material/cargo handling, petroleum, oil, and lubricant services, and navigational aids. Expeditionary capability. The TAOG and AOB are organized and equipped to facilitate early entry contingencies and the establishment of expeditionary airfields in support of Army aviation operations. These organizations provide expeditionary airfield management and C2 at theater-level airfields, forward operating bases, and other areas designated by the theater aviation commander. The AOB organization and its related ATC assets are deployed at locations requiring the operational management of airfield activities or at locations without an organic ATS element. The AOB may conduct transition operations with a GSAB ATS company during an advancing movement or instability operations. Intermediate Staging Base. The Intermediate Staging Base, ISB, is a tailorable temporary location used for staging forces, sustainment, and/or extraction into and out of an operational area. If tasked to operate the ISB, the Army should have a primary role in the selection process. The ISB is located inside the theater but outside the AO and combat zone. In cases where the joint force must secure a lodgment to project the force, an ISB may be critical to success. The TAOG with one or more attached AOBs may be required to establish an ISB airfield for staging forces. The ISB airfield may be the initial reception and staging facility for Army aviation movement into the AO. The ISB airfield should include sufficient Army C-2, maneuver, sustainment, and joint support to enable force projection into the combat zone. The longevity of the ISB varies according to circumstances. The airfield may function as a secure facility for split-based operations during the following capacities or operations: logistics management for support area functions, restricted forward deployment to only those forces necessary to execute the mission, reduces logistical footprint. As the lodgment expands and tactical situation permits, the JFC can establish a theater staging base within the AO, which may require the redeployment of the TAOG or the deployment of an additional AOB as part of the process. In addition to the ISB, the TAOG is capable of establishing ATC support at forward operating bases and key helicopter LZs. Tactical Airfield Management. The management of an airfield must be established as soon as possible in order to ensure a rapid transition to a safe and operational capability, and if required, an enduring airfield. If there are multiple service customers assigned to an airfield, the JFC designates a service as the senior airfield authority. In some situations, an aviation brigade commander or an aviation task force commander may be designated as the senior airfield authority. Airfields increase the responsiveness and versatility of operations, such as resupply and troop and equipment movement. The support of special operations forces and interagency elements include all types of aviation missions launched and recovered from Army airfields. The ATSSE of the TAOG provides oversight, technical expertise, and standardization to Army airfields at theater level, and quality assurance for training and certification of controllers and ATS maintenance personnel. It develops airspace for restricted areas, transition areas, and control zones. The ATSSE serves as the primary staff coordinator for ATS matters within the theater. Negotiations and agreements. Airspace coordination is critical to all Army aviation operations. Operating within the host nation environment requires agreed-upon control measures to ensure safe operation of airspace utilized across a broad spectrum of users. Host nation security is a major consideration for aviation operations in airfields where they routinely operate. Aviation operations can require large areas in order to operate and may require augmentation from host nation personnel. Use of host nation resources helps to reduce the aviation sustainment footprint and allows greater freedom of action. Logistics, support, and transportation may be provided by host nation organizations and facilities. Common classes of supply may be available and obtained from local civilian sources. Items include barrier and construction materials, fuel for vehicles, and some food and medical supplies. Requisition and distribution are coordinated through logistics and liaison channels. Forward Arming and Refueling Point. A Forward Arming and Refueling Point, FARP, is a temporary facility that is organized, equipped, and deployed to provide fuel and ammunition necessary for the employment of aviation maneuver units in combat. JP3-09.3. It allows commanders to extend the range of their aircraft or significantly increase time on station by eliminating the need for aircraft to return to the aviation unit's central base of operations to refuel and rearm. This increases the operational depth and breadth of aviation units in order to provide maximum support to the ground maneuver commander. FARP operations require in-depth planning and coordination, and planners must consider the mission variables when determining FARP site selection and support requirements. FARPs are located as far forward as possible, but typically remain behind the flot and outside the range of medium artillery. All aviation maneuver battalions have an organic FSC with a distribution platoon designated to perform FARP operations. The size of the FARP varies with tactical requirements and variables, However, 4 to 8 refueling points are typically sufficient for sustainment operations. The ASB and ABs/ACTs are also assigned. Class 5 and armament maintenance personnel within the component repair platoon to provide rearming and additional armament maintenance capability. The brigade logistics staff officer coordinates with the sustainment brigade to push bulk Class 3 and Class 5 directly to the FARPs. The ASB SPO monitors the support relationship and provides supplementary pushes, conducts ammunition transfer and holding point operations, and augments with additional FARP operation capabilities. FARP personnel are responsible for providing security to the FARP. However, aviation units should coordinate with the maneuver forces responsible for the AO for additional air defense and ground security support, as well as to ensure FARPs are captured in the ground scheme of maneuver. Refer to ATP 3-04.17 for further information. FARPs may be easily detected by peer threat reconnaissance capabilities. Commanders must consider multiple FARP locations with short-term duration at any given site to remain survivable and operational. FARP site selection and mission duration depend on mission variables. Generally, FARPs in vulnerable locations should only be in place for 3 to 6 hours, and for as little time as possible with the smallest possible signature. Further, planners should consider the following when planning a FARP in close or deep areas. Composition of the FARP should be austere. Security is limited because the FARP is in place for a very short time. A thorough map reconnaissance and intelligence update must be accomplished for the area. Primary, alternate, and contingency FARP locations or teams should be considered to enable continuous operations. One M978 Heavy Expanded Mobility Tactical Truck fuel servicing truck typically contains enough fuel to refuel one AC/ACT or one AHC one time, depending on aircraft configuration. Section 4. Health Service Support. The Department of Defense Medevac system consists of an intra-theater medevac mission, typically performed by dedicated United States Army RW medevac units, and an inter-theater medevac mission, typically performed by designated United States Air Force FW assets. Together, they provide the vital linkage of assets required for a successful HSS system. The CAB supports the HSS function with medical personnel to provide casualty care, and with Medical Company Air Ambulance and the GSAB to provide medevac mission support. Aviation Medicine. Aviation medical support is directed by the brigade flight surgeon who coordinates with each of the aviation battalion's medical personnel. The brigade flight surgeon, in conjunction with the physician assistant, operates the brigade aid station normally located in the brigade assembly area. The brigade flight surgeon advises and assists commanders on matters concerning the medical readiness of the command, including preventive, curative, and restorative care. The brigade flight surgeon, with subordinate unit flight surgeons, conducts flight physicals for unit personnel. He or she also determines requirements for the requisition, procurement, storage, maintenance, distribution, management, and documentation of medical equipment and supplies for the unit. Medical evacuation. Medevac of casualties is provided by the HHS system through the use of organic intra-theater air ambulance assets within the CAB. The Aviation Brigade has an organic air ambulance company assigned to the GSAB. Within the GSAB, the air ambulance company is organized to provide support from 4 separate operational locations. These operational locations are typically with the Aviation Task Force, HSS organizations, a BCT, or higher echelons in order to provide the most appropriate AE support throughout the AO. Air ambulance aircraft are specifically equipped with critical care flight paramedic and equipment necessary for providing the required en route care of casualties. When AE assets are not readily available, or the medevac requirement exceeds capabilities, the utility and cargo helicopters may be required to conduct aerial CASEVAC operations. The Medical Company Air Ambulance consists of 15 HH-60 aircraft, each with a capacity of 6 patients. The HH-60 aircraft has maximum cabin space, carrying sophisticated life-saving instruments and equipment for the medical attendants. HH-60s have the following unique capabilities that provide air ambulance medevac support for all categories of patients. Rescue hoist with 600-pound capacity. Multi-mission sensor thermal image sensor. HH-60 mic only. Oxygen-generating systems. Environmental control system, basic medical interior and medical equipment sets, patient monitoring equipment, In-flight care is provided by the critical care-trained, nationally registered flight paramedic, designated as critical care flight paramedic. This enhanced capability focuses on providing critical en route care to maximize opportunities to save lives on the battlefield. Depending on the medical needs of the patients, additional clinical providers may include the en route critical care nurse, the aeromedical physician assistant, or other emergency medicine providers. Aerial casualty evacuation. Army helicopters provide a flexible asset on the battlefield for use in air casevac. When casualty transport requirements exceed the capability of available AE assets, or other situational requirements dictate, an aerial casevac mission may be flown to transport at-risk casualties using non-medical utility and cargo aircraft. When executing aerial casevac, it is advisable that the least severely injured are evacuated using casevac assets, and most severely injured using medevac assets. Any available medical personnel at the pickup site can assist in determining priority for evacuation. Augmentation with medical personnel may occur utilizing medical assets within the cab or as a detachment of medical personnel from within the supported unit. Onboard medical personnel can serve in a dedicated or designated capacity. Due to the coordination necessary between the aerial casevac asset and the medical unit providing personnel for en route care, prior planning and training is especially critical. Medical logistics. GS transportation assets are the primary means of transportation for sustainment resupply of Class 8 materiel. The SPO coordinates for replenishment and distribution of all medical supplies within the cab. Usually, theater transportation assets are used to deliver medical supplies from the sustainment area to the supported units. However, in some instances, air ambulances from the GSAB may be used to transport emergency Class 8 resupply to requesting units. Section 5. Personnel, legal, and religious services. The personnel staff officer has responsibility for planning, providing, and coordinating delivery of human resources support, services, or information to all assigned and attached personnel within the unit and subordinate units. The personnel officer is normally collocated with the logistics officer in the sustainment cell of the main CP. The CAB legal section includes a brigade judge advocate, a trial counsel, and a senior paralegal non-commissioned officer. The brigade legal section provides legal support to the command across the Judge Advocate General's Corps 6 core legal disciplines: military justice, international and operational law, administrative and civil law, contract and fiscal law, claims, and legal assistance. The brigade judge advocate is the primary legal advisor to the brigade commander and serves as a personal and special staff officer. The trial counsel primarily administers all military justice matters for the brigade and provides operational law advice. The members of the brigade legal section serve as subject matter experts on the ROE, targeting, international law, law of armed conflict, including treatment of detainees, enemy prisoners of war, civilians on the battlefield, and other non-combatants, and all other legal aspects of operations. The paralegal non-commissioned officer provides administrative and paralegal support to the judge advocates in the legal section and supervises the paralegals in the aviation battalions. The Aviation Brigade Chaplain is the personal staff officer responsible for providing religious support and advisement to the command on matters of religion, ethics, morals, and morale. The Chaplain and Religious Affairs Specialist provide comprehensive religious support for all assigned, attached, or authorized personnel. Comprehensive religious support includes but is not limited to religious services, pastoral counseling, hospital visitation and casualty ministry, and religious education. The brigade chaplain provides the staff with advisement on the impact of religion upon operations, assigned personnel, and the local population. The brigade unit ministry team provides supervision and training for subordinate unit ministry teams. See FM 1-05 and Joint Guide 1-05 for additional information on the duties of the chaplain.